Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. 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 Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Hello. Yeah. There's a dead air on this show. Of 2 minutes worth of dead air to begin this 16th episode of the Flim Flurry variety show because I forgot I had a show. Yeah, but I have a show, and this is the show, and we're here now, and we're going to have a wonderful time, everybody, on this show. We're going to do wonderful things for an hour. No, for 57 minutes and 20 seconds, we're going to do wonderful things. We're going to talk about beautiful things and wonderful things. And everybody, thank you in listener land for tuning in. I'm very sorry for the 2 minutes because I forgot there was a show. And but I don't want to say it again, but I'll say it again because I'm here now. And we can be together. And you can call in at 805-856-2808. And we can spend time together. And we can be together. And we can do wonderful things together, and we can talk about wonderful things together, and we can announce wonderful announcements together, and we can be together. We're here, on the show. Today is Veterans Day on the show and everywhere in America on November 11th, Monday. So if you're on the East Coast, you already had Veterans Day. If you're, you know, with me in the Central Lands, we're nearing the end of Veterans Day. If you're on the East Coast, you're still deep in the evening of Veterans Day, and I want to say hello to you if you're a Veterans Day. If you value a veteran, thank freedom. You know, I just want to know that you're there. If you served on our country, call me everywhere. You know, call this show. And, you know, just know that this is your day. You know, like, I didn't, you know, I never joined the service. I actually, you know, I found myself on an occasion, a very serious occasion, where I actually thought I was joining the Army. This was roughly, 1990-something or other, 98, I'm guessing, I think, man. Yeah, it was one of those small-town deals where you wind up at, you know, 19 years old or 20 years old or 20, yeah, I know what I'm saying. You wind up in that era and you think, well, I don't have anything else to turn to. I don't have, you know, there's nothing here for me. the mills ain't hiring, you know, and all this other stuff, or whatever it may be, or maybe you're just not happy, and you wind up in the old recruiter's office, you know, and I looked into it at that time, my friend, and I thought, you know, maybe this is going to become a reality, but turns out, you know, I didn't go, I did not serve, you know, and here I am tonight. It made me the man I am today, my friends out there in listener land, and that's a true story. I have Cherry Pepsi on the rocks tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so I may need a designated host. If you're out there and you feel like you want to help a fellow out, I may need a designated host right now. But the thing is, what happened to me last week was several things happened to me last week. My old 2005 HP decided to take a split on me. It took a couple days for it to happen, and it happened gradually with audio files and things like that, and the old desktop just wasn't what she used to be. And I figured, you know, 2005 is like a dinosaur in computer land, you know. It's like 800, you know, dinosaurs lived like 80 years ago, and like my computer was, you know, 8 years old or whatever, so it was like, you're a dinosaur, computer. So it didn't surprise me when she was going out, but, you know, it got more aggravating, all the things, and I thought maybe there was a virus or something like that, but it turned out to be the motherboard on her. Took the tower in over to Priority Computers here in beautiful Valparaiso, Indiana, and the fellas down there said it's the motherboard, you know, and so I bought this rehabbed number, this newer tower, man, that they made, and I got that one home, and the darn hard drive went out on it, and I took it back, and I said, the hard drive is not, it don't work, and he said, it's under warranty for 90 days, we'll fix it, and I'm like, thank you, you know, and hard drive went out on it. He said, that happens one in a million times, but it happens. And I said, obviously, because it happened to me. And overnight he fixed it and picked it up. And we've been doing good ever since. And we're doing good on the show right now. We're here on the show together. I'm pretty happy with it. So, yeah, that happened. And then, like, right after that, during my week, I got the computers going on, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I got sicker than a damn dog. My friends out there in the restaurant, I got sicker than a dog, and I don't know, it started like, you know, grumbling in the stomach, and like, oh, I don't feel good, you know, and then it like, you know, then it was like full on, man. It was like cramps and like horrible feeling, like nauseous, horrible feeling, like 2 days, man. I was in bed, man, and I woke up, and I was, like, tossed and turned. I thought, man, this is, you know, something's wrong here, you know what I'm saying? So I went in the bathroom, man. I'm sitting there on the toilet, and I was using number two, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I was in the midst of it, man, but then my stomach's like, no, dude, I'm coming out the other way, too. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding. Don't do this right now. He's like, no, I can't help it, you know. He's like, I have to come out the other way, too. So I grabbed the waste paper basket, man, and I put that between my legs. And, you know, my stomach's doing number two out the other way, which is where it was supposed to go. But then he's like, no, I got to come out. I'm like, no, not right now. Just stop. Wait till I'm done with the other side. He's like, no, dude, I'm on my way. You know, like I said, I grabbed that waste paper, put it right between my legs, man, and I'm doing double duty, my friend. I was, like, coming out the front, going out the back, and I was so mad about it, you know. I felt horrible, man. I was, like, sweating and all this stuff, man. And I had supper coming out one end and the other one going out the other end and the waste paper basket and a toilet. And then it was like 4:30 in the morning, man. I thought I was finally over. I had like the chills and I was burning up, but I had like the chills, you know. And I went and got in bed again, and like 3 hours later, I got up again, man. I went through it all again, like threw up three more times, man. Had it coming out. I was like, no, dude, wait. He's like, no, it's coming, you know. Get through the argument again. After that, I felt better, you know. I was like, you know, like after you purge like that, it's like your body purged of whatever was in there, you know, like wasn't feeling right or whatever, and you were happy now, you know, and I felt better. I got like back on my feet. Yeah, I got back on my feet and all this stuff, but it felt better, you know, and like a couple of days I was, you know, pretty much up and at 'em again, and I don't want that back, you know, that, you know, it wasn't fun to do that.
Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? And say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do?
Calling the Shaolin Kung Fu Academy, where we care about your personal growth and self-development. We're sorry we're not here to answer your call right now. If you leave a message, we will call you back. If you'd like to come in and speak to us, we train Mondays and Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8:30, and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Thank you. Bye.
I know you're hiding, man. I know you're there, but you're putting it on. You're putting on your call like that, man. You won't take my call. You won't answer your phone. You put me right over like this into your message box. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm tracking you down and I will find you. I'll knock you into next Tuesday, my friend. I'm going to tell you that right now. You can run, but you cannot hide. You cannot hide for long. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to settle out and we're going to straighten out this little difference we've had. You can run, but you cannot hide. I'll come down there and talk to you. I'll come down there and talk to you with a spinning back kick, my friend, a flying elbow off the top turnbuckle. I will find you. And when I do, we will sort out the 2,000-year-old family differences that you and I share, my friend. You can run, but you cannot hide, Kung Fu. I'm coming for you.
She tried to hide it by the faded denim clothes she wore. but I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. And I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen, and she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. I asked her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you're used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. And for a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans. She said, I married money, I'm used to wearing pearls, but I've always dreamed of being just a good old boy's girl. So tonight I left those crystal candlelights to live a dream. And partner, there's a tiger in these tight-fitting jeans. We danced every dance, and Lord, the beer that we went through, I'm satisfied I did my best to make her dream come true. As she played out her fantasy before my eyes, it seemed a cowgirl came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways. I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine. But I know I'll always remember the time a cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. And Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I'm calling about your iguana man on Craigslist, dude. You still have it?
Oh, yeah, still have them.
Yeah, what are you asking on them?
Wait, what?
What are you asking, dude?
For the whole thing, the cage?
Yeah, everybody.
$250, the whole cage, the 6 foot.
He's alive, right, man?
I can send you a picture.
What's
the
size of them? Question I have.
A foot.
How long have you had them?
Not that long.
Oh, like, man. All right. Did you buy them at a pet store?
Yeah.
The thing is, what does he eat, man? Can they eat, like, table food? Like, can he eat with me or, like...
Yeah, if you put, like, yeah, carrots and stuff, fruits.
Like, is that, like, iguana food? Like, I mean
yeah.
like a hungry man lasagna or something? Like,
what?
Like, I like hungry man lasagna. It's like, if I fed him, like, you know, it's like, you know, I bought them from you, and we were friends, like, and he was living at my house. Say, you know, do you like, you know, hungry man lasagna? I mean, is that okay for his digestive system?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah. What's his name, man?
His name?
Yeah.
I named him.
Iron Maiden?
I didn't name him.
Oh, Iron Maiden's an awesome name for iguana, dude. Man, I was going to think about, like, I was going to ask you, like, would you be offended if I bought it from you and I changed his name? But, man, I'm not changing any name if it's Iron Maiden, you know? I'm like, I'm already happy with your name, you know? It's like, I could rename you, man. You got, like, I wish I was named Iron Maiden, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, that's freaking awesome, man. How big is he going to get? He's a foot now. What do those iguanas get, like 10 feet or something?
6 feet.
I'll let him. Oh, man. What the heck do you do with a 6-foot lizard?
Well, probably won't get that big. It's probably like 5 foot.
You bring, you know, you like bring some chick home, you know. You're like, I got a 6-foot, you know, iguana named Iron Maiden, you know. He likes Hungry Man dinner, you know. I bought him off of Craigslist.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Now, so you want to buy
it? You take $199 for him?
Just the iguana?
Yeah, just the iguana. I don't need all the other. I got a box here. A flat screen TV came in. I'm gonna turn that into a fucking iguana condo, man. You know.
So just one. So just iguana. $120 just for one iguana. Just for one iguana.
Yeah.
Okay. When you want to come to buy them?
No, $199, dude, not $120, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, keep all the other, man. I got everything. Like, I got a vacuum cleaner, everything you need on an iguana. I'll just take, I don't need the cage or nothing, man. I'll feed him, and I'll make him everything he lives for. $199 is my final offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Don't sell them to nobody else.
Oh, so when are you going to see him, like buy him?
Yeah, I'll check him out tomorrow.
What time?
I don't know, dude. Like, when are you there?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right. Where do you live?
Kent.
Kent on what, dude?
Washington.
Kent, Washington. What's your address?
25 minutes, bring me up at the gym.
25 minutes?
Meet me up at the gym. Meet me up.
What's the name of the gym, dude? I don't do gyms, man. You know.
Yeah. 25 Fitness.
What?
24 Hour Fitness.
Yeah. All right. You bring them in a cage, but I'm not taking it with me, man. I'm not buying any extras. I'm just going to carry them home. I got a leash and all that, man.
Oh. Okay.
You bring them up there at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and just whatever, man. And then I'll be more than happy to welcome Iron Maiden to my family, man.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll see you then, brother.
Okay, bye.
Later, bro.
Take care. Call you back.
Yeah. And then everything else happened that you ever wanted after that.
My love will not fade away. you're driving me bad.
Your love for me got to be real. I for you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
You've reached Brittany and Brett's Home Organizing. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you right away.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm calling about your cookie jar on Craigslist. I was wondering how much is it cost? Do you still have the item? If so, how much does it cost? What is your best way to contact you? Also, how will you accept $15 for it? How long have you had the item? Why are you selling the item? Do you accept Visa and MasterCard? Also, will my hand fit in your cookie jar, or will it break of the item? And call me back. Thank you. And everything else that goes with that too. On a serious note, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to ask you to keep the devastated people of the Philippines in your thoughts and prayers. I don't give a hoot what your creed is or whatever it is you do, but just please, massive, massive devastation from Typhoon Hurricane Kabumski on the Philippines, destroyed everything, destroyed untold numbers of people they're still looking for. I heard one estimate that up to like 10,000 people are missing or dead already or whatever it may be. Whatever it is, it's an astronomical thing. It's horrific. Please keep them in your thoughts and prayers and all that wonderful stuff. And I don't know if you have the means to donate or help, or if you have family there. We'll do everything we can, man. Do what you can to help, even if it's offering up prayers, man. Just do something better than doing nothing. Yeah. Why do you call it a project boat on Craigslist?
The sides of the boat were painted blocked.
Yeah.
It just has a little bit of exposed fiberglass.
Yeah.
And on the one side it the fiberglass is separated from the older body of it. So it just needs a little bit of more fiberglass in and a little bit more support there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is David. Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Hello, hello?
Hi, I'm back on. You're back. Thank you for waiting around, if you waited around. I'm trying to figure out what on earth happened here. Why is it? Now we're getting audio. Now we're getting audio again, and the boat guy I'm apologized to because I was a jerk to him and everything. But I've moved on in life. I don't know. You know, I've moved on in life. I can get past the hurt and the, you know, all everything else. Blog Talk Radio, why do you have to do that to me, man? We've been using your service for a long time.
Hello?
You know? Yeah.
Hello?
Calling.
How's it going?
I'm doing really good. But I was calling about the white coffee table.
Yeah, man. So got it.
You still have it? Have you? Are you? You know, taking offers on it or what, man?
It's just free, bro.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
In the picture, it's got like two lines on it, man. Are those holes?
No, this is Velcro, mate. I stuck down some Velcro because I was holding something to the table, so it's like you could peel it off. But it's a little bit banged up, man. It's got a couple of small hammer marks and shit in it. I mean, it's not new or anything. But that's why it's free, bro.
I don't care about new, but would you, like, Velcro one of the kids there? Like, stop climbing on it, you know? It's like,
exactly, man. Exactly. Put them
right
in one
here.
Of those Velcro suits.
Yeah, put your
Boom.
Arm here, man. Stop climbing on it. But, yeah.
Do you want to come over and pick it up, or what's your game?
I
don't know, mate. It's
man.
Maybe 2 feet.
All right. Yeah,
I don't know. 2, 3
feet. Pick it up, man. Just put it outside, man, and I'll swing by and get it.
Yeah, man, it's out on the back deck, bro. What time should I expect you?
Probably tomorrow. Like, well, I'm meeting this guy about an iguana at 4, so like 4:30.
Yeah, sounds perfect, man. I'll be here. So awesome. You want me to text you my address? Is this your cell phone?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. I'll text you my address right now.
All right, thanks, bro.
Okay, ciao.
All right, later. Later days. And I'm getting everything I've ever needed to furnish my... Like, I felt like I got to the age of, like, 36, you know, and I'm like, you know, I really feel like my life is unfurnished, you know. And I really was down and out about it for a very long time. Like, walking around and, like, you know, my life is unfurnished, you know. I'm feeling like, you know, somewhere along the way, like if I look around and everybody else in my age group has all the furnishings, you know, and I felt like, what happened to me, you know, did I miss like the furnishing boat or, you know, and then a friend of mine was like, well, Tim, he's like, Tim, don't feel down and out about, you know, your lack of furnishings in your life. He said, what helped me, I was unfurnished once too, but I found out about Craigslist, and I found a lot of free furnishings on there, and I was like, yeah, right, like, give me a break, like, I'm gonna, you know, go pick up the free bean bag and get, you know, like, you know, wind up as, like, in somebody's crock pot or something, you know, like, put my spleen in there or something, and no, but it's been wonderful, and I thank everybody, and I'm not where I want to be furnishing-wise, like furnishingly speaking in my life. I'm not, like, at my ideal place, like my dream furnishings, or like I'm not complete, like I don't wake up in the morning, I'm like, you know what, I feel like I have all the furnishings I'll ever need. You know, I don't feel that way at all. I feel like I'm almost there, you know, more than I felt like a year ago when I was like, I have no furnishings. I don't wake up like that anymore. I've never, like in the last year, I haven't been like, oh, I don't have, you know, no furnishings. No, I feel like I'm on the road to adequate furnishings, and that's so much better. It's like it's a lighter load than being like, I have no furnishings, you know. I have like all my belongings and, you know, in plastic grocery bags, you know, but no, now I'm like, no, they're some of it's in boxes now. And on a free coffee table with Velcro on it, and I have an iguana a 6-foot iguana named Iron Maiden. You know, that's not like something like just the average guy could say, you know. So, yeah, thank you, Craigslist. Thank you, everybody, who stood by my side through my years of lack of furnishings in my life. And I think, you know, I just, that's how I feel, that if you're like in that place where I was, that dark, unfurnished life, you can go to, you know, Craigslist to free, a lot of free stuff and curb, like, free, it'll be outside of my house, to swing by and get it. And they don't care either. And you get all kinds of stuff, man. You can get, like, you name it pretty much, man. About every, you know. So.
I've got them broken down in Davidson blues. Started out with this basket case. I thought I'd made quite a find. I paid my mama and took the thing home. Got them broke, down Harley Davidson. I pulled off the road and got to a station, and no one could figure out what in tarnation was making that knocking noise down deep in her soul. So I twisted and I tightened and pounded and turned, but the man shook his head and said,
don't tell me, don't even, you're not even ringing, man. You know, come on. I'm not going to take nothing from you. I'm not going to play none of your songs no more, and I'm not going to let you make... Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling about those Holly Hobby plates.
Yeah.
You still have them?
Yeah, I do.
All right, what are you asking on them, man?
$100.
I'll tell you what, I'll offer you $65.
I don't think we're ready to take $65 for them.
What do you mean, ready?
What I mean is I'm not taking $65 for them.
The thing is, do you have the original boxes?
I don't, just a second. Do you have any of the original boxes for those Holly Hobby figurines? No.
Do you ever, were they stored, like on a wall or something?
My wife had them in a box.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man, you're not going to get 100. I'm offering 65.
I hear what you're saying.
Now, you ain't taking it?
I'm not taking it.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you now. How old are these things, man?
How old are they? Oh, I don't know,
yeah.
From the 1980s, maybe?
All right. Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. You're twisting my arm here, man.
Do you live in Washington?
Now, why on earth would you ask me a question like that?
Because are we talking about a face-to-face sale or are we talking about shipping?
Yeah. Well, no. I only do face-to-face, man. I'm not like from Indonesia or something like that.
Well, you've got
no,
a New York
man.
Telephone number, and that's why I ask.
Well, that's because I moved here from New York, and I haven't.
Okay.
I have the old same cell phone. No,
well, that's
man.
Fine.
I'm talking like face-to-face. I'll meet you at McDonald's. I'll even buy you lunch, but I need them for 65.
Hang on a sec. You want to sell a Holly Hobby outfit for $65?
Yes,
nah,
I do.
My wife said no.
I thought
that's
I said,
material.
I heard, yes, I do, honey, back there somewhere.
No, you didn't hear. She shook her head no.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I'll tell you what. Once your delusions of grandeur are over, I think I'll call you back and offer you that 65 like in a week, man.
Whatever you want to do, but
right.
I don't think she'll change her mind in a week.
Do you feel like she's inflexible? I mean, like, you've been married to her long enough to know. I mean, is she, like, inflexible about things like this, or?
What's the least amount of money you'd take for those things?
$63? Hello?
$80? She wants $80.
You gotta be kidding me. All right, I'm gonna let her simmer on that 65 for a little while, and I got your number. Maybe I'll call you back in a week.
Okay.
All right, take care, man. That was the rudest Holly Hobby collectors I've ever met in all the years I've been collecting Holly Hobby. And I just want to let everybody out there know in listener land that these people do not reflect, they do not reflect the majority of the Holly Hobby collectors that I've come in contact with in the last 39 years. I'm going to tell you that now. The Holly Hobby collectors community is full of wonderful people, salt of the earth people, and those two rudies are not going to in any way detract from what our community is. And you know what, to hell with you, and I will never call you back. I'll never call you back, and I'm actually going to report you to the Holly Hobbies Collectors Association. I'll have you banned from any Holly Hobby collecting going on in Washington State, any of our conventions, meetings, what have you, and just to hell with you. You know what, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize to go off like that, but that's where I'm at right now. Sorry to cut that one short. ladies and gentlemen out there in listener land. Thank you. How are you? How's everybody tonight? What'd you have for supper? What'd you eat for supper?
Hello?
Yeah. I was calling about that Garfield rug you have on Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
You still have that item?
Yeah, we do.
What are you asking on her, 25?
I said 20 or 25, somewhere in there, whatever the posting is. I'm not sure. I'd have to pull it up.
So it's 20 feet by 34 feet?
No, inches.
Oh, man. Inches?
Inches, yeah. It's just a little sharper, a little rug.
Oh, man, I thought you had a big roll of Garfield carpeting or something, man.
No.
Just
a little one.
Oh, man, I got what happened to me. I tore off the living room carpet, man. I was like, well, if I could find something really cool to put in here, I'll find it cheap and do it, you know.
Yeah, and a 20-foot Garfield would be cool.
Yeah, and then you wind up with 20 inches by 34 inches. I thought the two little dashes were feet, but it's one dash.
No, those are inches. One dash is a foot.
One
dash
is a foot. Two or inch. I'm going to write that down, as a matter of fact, because that way, if anything else comes up, I'm like, well, I'm not sitting here playing games with inches and feet, you know.
There you go.
That's crazy, man. Well, good luck with selling it, man, but I'm not
right.
The guy.
All right, good luck on finding a big one.
Thanks,
see
man.
Bye.
Take care, brother. Good luck finding a big one indeed, my friend. Good luck finding a big one indeed.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, then I know that you will plainly see. Biggest fool that's ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, and then I know that you will plainly see. The biggest fool that ever hits the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally.
I'll probably be back, I think, for another show on November 18th, Monday night, through Tim Murray Ride, show number 17. I think it's 17. I don't know, 16 or whatever it is. I'll be back that night. I'll have more idea, you know, more stories for you and wonderful things we can talk about. I had a very good time talking about a lot of wonderful things with you tonight. We had a lot of fun on this show. There's about 5 minutes left, so it was about everything I think I wanted to tell you about. Blotterature.com, you can spell that for yourself, but just finished its first reading period, and now we're working. I'm part of the editorial staff, and we're working to put together the first issue, which will be out in January, an online journal of our of writing and our pictures and songs and everything. But it'll be out in January, blotteriture.com. And we're going to have a party in January in Northwest Indiana, a release party, a kickoff party with wonderful people from all around the United States probably and beyond will be attending. Plans are still in the making for that. I'm meeting with my fellow staff holders on Friday, and we're going to hold staff on develop plans for the party in January, and I hope to see you there. There'll be more information as it becomes available on this show and everywhere else. So keep posted. Keep me posted about it. And there should be like live it'll be like live readings and hotel shenanigans and maybe a band or two, maybe, you know, stuff. You know, we're throwing around ideas. We'll probably have a cornhole tournament or something like that, you know, the beanbag toss, if you're into that type of thing. And hopefully not much poetry. I'm going to attempt to actually have the open mic closed down in the early stages of planning that. Thanks for everybody who ever tuned into this show ever, like in the whole history of this show, which is like a dozen and a half episodes almost or whatever, but yeah, I just like to hang out with you and talk to you and tell you stories and listen to your stories and call and talk to them about every story, but I don't know what I have on here. I don't like that one. I'll leave you some, but I'll be back November 18th in the evening. I don't know what else I have. This song. I feel a fool. Get along, keep piling, tired man.
Just kidding.